Ned has built a shed with the help of his magic book. He even has a comfy bed in it now, but it is small, cramped, and a little boring. "Is there any way we can give this place a bit more oomph?" Ned asked the book. "Time for a trip to the beach," it replied. The book told Ned to bring along his new iron shovel. "So there will be digging involved," said Ned. He liked digging. It always made him feel calm. "Yes, there will be a bit of physical work to do," said the book. "But first you need to find sand that looks blue." It was not long before Ned found a huge patch of blue in the middle of the beach. "Is this just blue sand?" asked Ned. "No, this stuff is clay," replied the book. "Time to try this new shovel out," said Ned. With a triumphant swing, the shovel cut deep into the soft clay. Almost straight away, Ned started digging up small blue spheres of clay. "Pick up as many as you can. They are very useful," said the book. Ned dug up as much as he could carry. Soon his pockets and hands were full of the stuff. "Time to head back," he said. Ned turned one of the spheres of clay over in his hands. "It's so soft and sticky," Ned said. "Put it in the furnace, and it will soon stop being that way," said the book. Sure enough, when Ned stuck it in the furnace, it started to change. The ball of blue clay was now a hard red brick. The book told Ned to make a few more bricks. It opened itself and turned to a page filled with flowers. In the corner was a graphic of a round clay pot. "You need to make one of these," said the book. "And then I can fill it with flowers," said Ned. Ned made two little brown pots. "There's no room to put these anywhere in this shed," he said. "You can just set them outside the door for now," said the book. Ned put one down on the grass. "For that extra oomph, I'll go pick flowers to fill them," he said. Lucky for Ned, he built his shed right in the middle of a flower field. The most common type of flowers were red and yellow ones. "These are roses and dandelions," said the book. "They look quite pretty," said Ned. "With enough of them in pots, they can morph a boring place into a pretty one," said the book. But unluckily for Ned, some bees did not like that. Ned was picking all their flowers. They made angry, buzzing sounds and headed straight for him. "Oh," said Ned and started to run. "Well, at least it's more physical activity," said the book. Ned ran as fast as he could, but the bees were faster. Ned reached the open shed door and stopped to catch his breath, and the buzzing faded. Out on the grass, a single bee sat staring at him. "Phew, next time I will pick flowers away from the bees," Ned said. Beside the door, the book gave him a long look. "If I made a graph of your silly ideas, that one would sit right at the top." This time, Ned was sneaky. He tiptoed to the far side of the field and picked red flowers, yellow ones, white daisies, and the blue orchids that the book loved best. He set them in the pots and stepped back to admire his work. "They look phenomenal," Ned said with his hands on his hips. "The blue orchids are just right," said the book softly. Soon, Ned had lots of pots full of flowers. "They look phenomenal, but it is a shame they have to stay outside," he said. "It might be time for you to build a bigger place to live in," said the book. "Will I be able to build a big house with enough room for all of my flowers?" asked Ned. "Don't worry, Ned. With my help, you can build anything," replied the book.